KNS Mobile. KN4VWA, KB2HXS, you're on, Steve. VWA, KB2HXS.
2HXS, KN4VWA.
Hey, what you doing?
I am running electric fence around my garden, baby.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just got done putting the low band rig in the car. I got the 7100 in here now. And, waiting on the other one.
Give me a number.
Let's see. 5-4-3-2-1.
Wait, you know what I'm talking about.
What's that?
You need to be going the other way, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Research on it. Did you send me the model number on it?
I believe I sent you a picture of it.
Okay. I don't know if that shows the model number. Send me the model number on it, okay?
I will absolutely do that. And how do I guess I sound okay from the car. I'm just sitting in my driveway in the car here, just testing it out.
Well, clear. But it does have kind of a whine and a pulsating something in the background. You know, kind of like a set of injectors. You go.
That was pretty funny sounding. No, actually, I just started the car just now. So, let me just throw a dead key for a minute. How does that sound?
I was just giving you a hard time, bud. It sounds perfectly clear. Full quieting, just right.
I'm gonna kick you in the butt next time I see you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I'm connected right to the battery, and my battery is literally underneath my passenger seat. So the length of cable from the radio to the battery is literally less than it's probably 14 inches.
Cable and direct hookup. Ain't got nothing to do with alternator noise back into the electrical system. You can get noise from more different sources than you can imagine, and that's not hooking straight up. And that's hooking straight up to the battery too. Because remember, when the battery charges, it's directly hooked up to the alternator, and it can transfer it right into your system.
Well. That is true. That is absolutely true. But be short of the cable, and if you put some toroids on it, not to mention the fact that the battery is a huge capacitor and filters the noise out, that's another factor also. And I'm not running, like, under the hood around electronic devices either. Not past the radio, not near the alternator. No, in my wife's car, the battery's under the hood, so I have to run a length of wire, and I got to get some more toroids to go on the wire just to knock that noise down. But yes, you're absolutely right. She drives a CRV, that 2009 CRV. I'm going to hook up the dual band radio that was in this car, the 2730. I'm going to put in her car so that when we're out, I at least have a radio with us. And then this is going to stay in this car.
You shouldn't have any problem whatsoever with any noise on that Honda, bud.
Oh, I'm not worried about it at all. Not worried at all, because the radio is not going to stay in there. When I'm not in the car with it, the radio and the antenna come out.
Hey, well, I tell you what. I've got to get back to doing this electric fence. Unless you want to come up and help. So, your radio sounds great. Really does. So I'm going to bail out on you, bud. And, what does Tuesday or Wednesday morning sound like for you down at the building?
Sounds like Wednesday. Monday I have an install to do. Tuesday I got two customers to take care of, one at 9:30, and then I got to run down to Simpsonville and take care of a Jimmy customer. And then Wednesday looks good.
Let me confirm my schedule, because I might have something pop up. I may have to drive a route on a bus. So let me firm things up and confirm up, so I'll let you know, okay?
Sounds good, Steve. Have a good rest of the weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow, next day, whatever.
All right. Later on, bud. Chain 4, VWA clear.
KB2HXS, clear also.